This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been following protests in the U.S. by fast food workers seeking higher pay. Today, the protests are going global, with fast food workers across more than 30 countries, from Argentina to New Zealand, planning protests. So how does fast food work in the U.S. compare to other countries? Here's Marketplace's Chrissy Clark.
More than 70% of McDonald's sales come from overseas. Here's a woman who sells some of those burgers and fries.
My name is Taylor McClune, and I work for McDonald's in Auckland, New Zealand.
In New Zealand, minimum wage is much higher than in the U.S., and McDonald's workers are unionized. In U.S. dollars, McClune makes $12.86 an hour. When she recently visited Philadelphia and told some McDonald's workers there how much she makes.
Surprised, excited. A lot of the expressions were holy, something I'm not going to say.
But in other parts of the world, the $8 or so an hour many U.S. fast food workers make seems pretty good, says restaurant analyst Peter Soleil with Telsey Advisory Group. Here's an interesting calculation he did to put wages for Chinese KFC workers in perspective. In the U.S., it takes about an hour's worth of wages to afford a basic meal at a fast food restaurant.
In China, you probably have to work 3 or 4 hours to be able to afford one of those meals.
I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.